council meeting for Tuesday, March 4th. We are trying new here and trying to do a daytime meeting just to see how it works out in terms of timing. So I would love to hear what you guys think, if daytimes or evenings are easier. I'm here with Jamie Brown and Adrian Johnson, my two co-counselors with us that makes quorum. And so the meeting is open for business. We first want to say again, thank you for being here, especially with the impending rain that is going to be here all day, it seems like. But our meeting is, there's just a couple things on the agenda today. First, we are going to approve the meeting minutes from the January meeting. Then we are going, well, we're going to have room for public comment, and then we're also going to have just a discussion and district council member updates. So it will probably be done here in anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes. And of course, we'd always love to hear from you. To begin, Anne, you have public comment. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. I'm Anne Spolskis. I live in the South Loop. My comment is, I suppose it could fit under questions too, but we can do that later too. Just thinking on the way here that, you know, as summer is coming, there's a lot more people are going to be coming into the first district in our regular sort of summer onslaught. But most of those problems aren't particularly major, but it sometimes feels like the only thing they have to do is call you if somebody's loud or drunk or disorderly or whatever. But it's, those are not always things that we need to have a police officer for. And I guess I would just like to encourage that the department and us that we think about, make sure that other departments are involved with what they can do, and that we work with our local organizations, other organizations, to kind of think about how we can address issues without making them police issues. I think I've mentioned this before, and we haven't really had a chance to go anywhere that thinking about that with those sorts of issues, incidents, was that talking about restorative justice downtown. People come downtown and something goes wrong. Does it have to be that they go to jail, or do we work out a way for some restorative action to be taken? So that's that issue. I just also wanted to mention that I'm with a group called, I volunteer with a group called Chicago Women Take Action, and on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. on Zoom, we're having a meeting about community safety and police accountability, and we're going to have a professor from the University of Chicago, Linda Teplin, to talk about some research that she's done 30 years working with juveniles who had been in juvenile detention 30 years ago, and what's going on over the last 30 years with them, and how that, you know, kind of what that affects, how that affects their lives and their, particularly gun violence work issues in their lives. And then Craig Futterman is also going to be there talking about the consent decree and how things are going with the overall work on the consent decree. So everybody's welcome to that. If you'd like, I can give you a little more to go.
Thank you. And what time?
It's at 6 p.m. on Monday, April 7th. And it's a Zoom meeting, so easy to get into.
Thanks, Sam. Does anyone else want to add public comment before we move on? Welcome. Thanks for being here today. If you don't mind, once we get through, you can sign in.
Sure.
Cool. So no other public comment? Okay. Moving on, we're now going to do approve the minutes from the February meeting. Do you have any changes to make to them?
No updates.
Okay. Do you approve them? Say aye.
I move.
You move to approve them? Yeah. Say aye. Okay. Any discussion on that? The minutes are approved for the January meeting. So now district council member updates. So again, my name is Sarah Kammerer. I am the chair of the First District Council. First District runs from the river to 31st, from the lake to the highway. For those of you who are new here, this position came into existence about 2 years ago. Our job is to facilitate dialogue between the community and police to build trust, accountability, and transparency. What that really means is that we need to hear from all of you. The people who are in the district, who live in the district, work in the district, visit the district. We are unique in that way because it is the first district. We have monthly meetings as we are here now. That schedule is set up for We have the entire schedule online for all of 2025. Every meeting is usually at 6 p.m. in the evenings, except for this meeting today, and then our October meeting is going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just to, again, see if we create other space for people to join. In terms of my updates, our work is to do outreach, is to help people know that we exist, is to help people understand that we are resources for them as they're experiencing public safety issues, whether that is positive or negative, and just hearing what's going on in the district and being able to share that with the police department. I spend a lot of time, I mostly cover, we'll answer anyone's email if you reach out to any of us, but a lot of my outreach efforts basically go from Congress up to the river, and that's where I cover. And so a lot of my time is spent in the high area, residential areas, including Lakeshore East. I go to a number of different meetings at condo buildings there, as well as Chicago Loop Alliance, their public safety working group. Build other building management meetings and business and stakeholder meetings, as well as individual meetings on request. We're continuing. I think one of the biggest thing here is, especially for those of you who are new, we need your help, right? Most people don't know that this council exists. Like I said, it's new, it's somewhat of an experiment, and we need help getting, we need to be invited into places. And so please do not hesitate to make introductions and connect us as needed. We have a feedback form if people want to, if they don't want to come to our meetings. We're trying to meet people where they are. I'll pass it over to Jamie and Adrian.
Okay, I can go. Hi, Adrian Johnson. I'm the nominating committee representative for the first district. With the nominating committee, we do have our next public meeting on Saturday, March 8th. At Kenwood Academy. It's open to the public if you want to come and hear the process of how we select the commissioners to be on CCPSA and our protocol and things that we're doing. We are still waiting for final approval of a nominee we recommended that the mayor approved. So she has to still go in front of the Police and Fire Committee, and then she'll go to City Council for final vote. Her name is Gina Piemonte. So we are still waiting on that next step in that process. As far as other things that I help to manage for our first district, again, similar to Jamie, all of us are out in a community. I'm in the South Loop, so trying to reach out to neighbors, attending HOA meetings, going to local restaurants, just making those connections. Again, like Sarah said, meeting people where they are. We do have a flyer that we would love everyone to take back to their buildings. As Sarah said, the QR code is a great way that we're trying to receive feedback from the community. We also have a shared email box, which is on the meeting agenda. So if there's any public comment or anything that people want to send to us and they can't remember our names, we do have a shared email box that they can share that with. And our Facebook page, we make sure to update with any of our meeting announcements. And we're now up to 21 followers, because we did have our public meeting last week, and we had a few community members sign up for Facebook, and that's all my updates.
So I'm Jamie. I work on community engagement. My portfolio is community engagement on the District 1 Police Council. So essentially, I meet with various groups, stakeholders, anyone who wants to talk about whatever related to public safety. I get a large variety of conversations, as we all do, simply because we don't have like very, very narrowly defined roles on the Police District Council. I would say like been attending meetings, connecting people with their local aldermen and resources has been the biggest, responsibility. And then just two things of note, crime in the first district has decreased greatly. However, it has been winter. Which in the city of Chicago historically does have lower crime rates. So hopefully that trend continues, but also safety is in the eye of the beholder. So if people don't feel safe, then that's their reality. So we have to continue working towards making people feel safe, specifically downtown as tourism picks up and people return back to office. So really like just thinking about what that means and what that looks like. And I think you had a really good point. District 1's very strained on police resources. We are one of the lowest staff districts in the city of Chicago. So we don't want to utilize their time for noise complaints. That's just not a good use of time when there's actual things going on that requires their attention. So really like thinking about what that looks like, who else can be called. The other thing that just Endeavor in general that I've been looking at and speaking with a few aldermen about is the federal funding. Chicago, this isn't a secret, we're in jeopardy for a lot of federal funding to be cut over the next, this upcoming fiscal year. But I did read through the CR that they passed in Congress as well as some of the other amendments, and law enforcement is an exempt along with intel, military, there's a few other, public and individual assistance like Social Security. So I don't believe that our grants and contracts that come from DOJ, DHS, other federal entities will be affected, which is a good thing because most people might not know this. We receive a large amount of federal funding in the city of Chicago, like 25-30% of the budget. And a large amount of CPD's budget is coming from federal sources. So that should remain intact. And I've just been talking about that with a few aldermen. So that's basically it. That's my report.
The last thing I want to mention is, now we'll open this up for discussion, but one thing I want to mention before we do that is the First Police District has put out a strategic plan for 2025. I encourage you to take a look at it. It's very thorough. The three priorities are around vice complaints. So other people would say that's quality of life issues. It is noise disturbances. They did, I think it was three community meetings with over 150 people in attendance. And so there's that one. There's also a motor vehicle theft in kind of the central area of the district, just north of Roosevelt. And then there's also robberies, and it's also somewhat in that area. One of the things that we want to do as a district council, and we can talk about it here, you can include, we have included a question on it in the feedback form as well, is I think that a strategic plan should be a movable a document that adjusts as you go throughout the summer. And so we want to continue hearing from folks, not just what their experiences are and if they feel included in these initiatives, but also how they're defining them, how those things are experienced, are things changing throughout the year, and give that feedback to the police department so that they can focus on their resources as needed as well. So it's more providing that input and saying, okay, great, like these are the priorities, how does that actually impact everyone's everyday life? So we are doing our best to just try to get that information out to the folks who live in the First District. Does anyone have any questions or want to bring up any other points for discussion?
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for being
during
here.
Your lunch hour.
Our next meeting is on April 8th at 6 p.m. at the Maggie Daly Fieldhouse, which is on Randolph, 337 East Randolph. It's between Randolph Street and the Climbing Wall, is the Fieldhouse. So thank you all for being here this evening, and this meeting is closed.